You're listening to the Closing Market Report on this 8th day of January. We're now joined by Don Day. He's a day weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Hey, good afternoon to you, Don. Thanks for being with us.
Good afternoon.
Oh, and Happy New Year to you as well.
Likewise.
So let's start with South America, Brazil in particular. Much concern there as it's related to rainfall. It has been dry, but it looks like it's a bit sporadic going forward. What can you tell me about different areas of that nation?
Yeah, so the last 2 to 3 weeks, it has been drier in Brazil. And that was after what was a pretty steady and pretty moist pattern to start their growing season. It is going to be patchy in terms of where the rain's going to be falling here over the next week to 10 days. We do see some of the dry areas of the central and south central areas getting some rainfall, but the coverage of the better rainfall is going to be, as you said, kind of sporadic, kind of spotty. So the trend, especially next week, looks a little more moist for Brazil, but I think dryness is still going to be a concern going forward, at least for another 10 days. Argentina has gotten more wet, and that's an area that's going to be getting more moisture.
And then here in the United States, it's been really nice. Can we maintain this kind of weather across the U.S.?
Of course not. If you've been in, it is January, and you know, we have started the new year with really not too bad of a weather pattern here over the last week or so. Do expect, though, a little bit of winter weather to come on in. While I wouldn't call this a big storm, a light to moderate snow event will be moving across Missouri, portions of Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, then into Ohio, then moving into the mid-Atlantic this weekend into early next week. So, you know, we're looking at no big snows, but 1, 3, 4 inches of snow will fall in some areas and temperatures will be colder. After that, it's going to remain cool. Temperatures not far from averages through the early portions of next week. Long term, though, we are seeing some signals, some things on a hemispheric scale that show us that as we get to the last 10 days of January, heading into February, it is likely going to be turning a lot colder for a lot of the U.S., and that would include the Corn Belt.
And are we talking about a lot colder as in brutally cold, or more something a little more moderate than that?
No, I think some severe cold at the end of January, early February is certainly on the table. There's a lot going on that we see, and it's actually starting later than we thought it would. We thought this may be more towards after the 10th or the 15th of January. It's about a week to 10 days delayed, but all the right ingredients to send a much colder air mass into the central and eastern United States is on the table at the end of this month and into February.
What are those ingredients?
Those ingredients are what we call stratospheric warming, where the high latitudes up around the North Pole, the stratosphere expands as it warms, and what it does is that pushes the cold air off the higher latitudes, off the North Pole, and pushes them into the lower latitudes. And this will be something we'll experience not only here in North America, but Europe as well.
Hey, thanks so much. We appreciate you taking the time with us.
Thanks, Todd.
That's Don Days with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report. Do check out our website, willag.org. And while you're there, hit the calendar link. You'll be able to join me next week while I'm on the road. And you'll find all the details online at willag.org in the calendar link. I'll be in Albion on Monday, Tuesday in Freeport. Wednesday, I'll be in Mahomet here in Champaign County. And then in Christian County in Taylorville. And on Thursday, I'll be in Litchfield. And then in Jacksonville. Check out all the details at willag.org, willag.org. And while you're there, make sure you take time to listen to all of our ag programming. We post it not long, and sometimes even before it is ever aired on our radio stations. I'm Extension's Todd Gleason.